This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, October 6th. Faith. Our reading comes from Ephesians chapter 2. As for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you used to live when you followed the ways of this world and of the ruler of the kingdom of the air, the spirit who is now at work in those who are disobedient. All of us also lived among them at one time, gratifying the cravings of our flesh and following its desires and thoughts. Like the rest, we were by nature deserving of wrath. But because of his great love for us, God, who is rich in mercy, made us alive with Christ, even when we were dead in transgressions. It is by grace you have been saved, and God raised us up with Christ and seated us with him in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the incomparable riches of his grace, expressed in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For it is by grace you have been saved, through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God, not by works, so that no one can boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. By grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not from yourselves, it is the gift of God. The Bible teaches that when Adam and Eve, the parents of all humankind, sinned against God, their human nature became corrupt, and this corruption has been passed along to every generation. This means that we all have a sinful nature and that we all sin. But Jesus Christ, God's Son, became human and provided us the remedy for sin. And the Bible states clearly that the remedy must be received through faith. As Paul says, it is by grace we have been saved through faith. Believing that we are sinners and that only Jesus can save us is the faith that brings salvation. And we are responsible to live wholeheartedly for the Lord, doing the good that he has prepared for us to do. In fact, we are eager to do that out of gratitude for all that God has done for us in Christ. We can be tempted, however, to get lazy in our life of faith. So we do well to test whether our faith remains true. One way to do that is to examine our relationship with God. Throughout the Bible, God uses a picture of marriage, in which he is the husband and his people are the bride. When the people's affections shift from God to other things, God compares that to our adultery. So, to test if our faith is genuine, we can ask ourselves if we are faithful in our relationship with God, if God is our deepest joy, and if our deepest love is for the Lord rather than for anyone or anything else. Pray with me. God, grant us the wisdom and the will to test our faith regularly. May we truly love and be faithful to you in all that we think, say, and do. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.